Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And those warm temperatures feel good right about now.
They do, David. I got to tell you, I have never seen a time when I felt that everybody, people in the street turning around to each other and saying, it's about time, and isn't this wonderful, and putting their faces up to the sun with all the news and everything else. It's something as simple as a change in the weather. But I want to warn everybody, you never, ever know. I mean, I remember a May snowstorm. I remember the trees cracking, and it was just terror, the lights going out. So, we could be being set up by a force stronger than ours.
And if we are, the weather alarmist will be right there to tell you about it.
And that's what they call you, David, the weather alarmist.
Well, no weather alarm in the forecast today, but we certainly have seen the alarms of people interested in running for the White House. We talked about Hillary Clinton yesterday, Alan. She released a video on Sunday, but yesterday Marco Rubio joined the 2016 presidential field, and he's basically saying in response to Hillary, we're not going back to the past, to yesterday.
No, what he's really saying is, I'm young and you're not. That's what he's saying. And neither is Jeb Bush. You know, these alliances last about, 20 minutes when personal need becomes involved, because Rubio was a protege of Jeb Bush, but out with the old and in with the new. There is something to be said for youth, but there is also something to be said for all the old doctor who, with all of the diagnostic stuff now, takes a look and says, I've been around a long time. I've seen this before. So I think I have a little bit of an insight, says the old doctor. And I think that that's true with politicians also. It's going to be a very interesting fight. I saw Nate Silver quoted the other day as saying, and who we have all come to rely on is Mr. Statistician and the guy who sort of can read the tea leaves. And he says this is going to be very, very close.
You saw some initial endorsements, probably no surprise, but I see President Barack Obama isn't planning to endorse former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for president anytime soon. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the president is staying out because other friends of his may also run, including Vice President Joe Biden.
Well, that's interesting. There have been these meetings between Clinton and Obama, and I suspect this has all been worked out, whether or not the Obama endorsement is important. I think it is. I think it's terribly important because with him, he may not have everybody, but he has a lot of people who think he did a very good job, and they're watching him. Do I think Joe Biden is going to jump in? I don't, because I don't think he thinks he can win. But, far smarter people than me have to figure out why this is happening. Could be because Hillary doesn't want it right now. It could be because Obama thinks this will extend his influence. I don't know. I don't like it.
What do you think about this? Do you like this, Alan? Zephyr Teachout, a former law school professor who challenged Governor Cuomo in last year's Democratic primary, recorded a robocall that went out on Sunday night for parents, informing them of their right not to have students take state tests. And those tests, Tuesday through Thursday this week, given to more than 1 million 3rd through 8th grade students, tens of thousands expected to do this.
Well, I don't like that either. Look, many of us understand that the tests are just too much. There's just too much testing going on. And people who have a different kind of intelligence and who don't do well on tests, that doesn't mean you're not good. And that the test becomes just one way of perceiving whether people are doing what they need to be doing in school. So I'm a little worried about Zephyr Teachout. She has had the fickle finger of fame on her head, and now she does a robocall on this other side. While she may be right, I don't think it passes the smell test.